Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
And people.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Speaking at the NFL annual meeting in Arizona, Jets head coach Aaron Glenn says that Geno Smith will be the team's starting quarterback next season. The Jets reacquiring Smith in a trade with the Raiders earlier this month. You might remember Smith was a second-round pick of the Jets back in the 2013 NFL draft. You can count Raiders head coach Clint Kubiak among those happy to have Max Crosby back in Las Vegas. Kubiak saying, quote, "I felt like we picked up another free agent signing once we got him back from Baltimore. Really excited about him leading our defense." Crosby's trade to the Ravens fell through after Baltimore had concerns about his injured knee. And Falcons head coach Kevin Stefanski says he and quarterback Tua Tagovailoa both have a chip on their shoulders and want to prove people wrong this season. Stefanski was fired by the Browns while Tua was released by the Dolphins. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
I'm Boomer Esiason. My mom died from cancer. She was only 37 years old. She didn't have life insurance, and that was devastating for my family. That's why having life insurance is so important to me. Ethos makes it fast and easy. Get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with no medical exam.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, March 30th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Thousands gather for No King protest in San Luis Obispo. Multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 at bottom of Cuesta Grade. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Thousands of San Luis Obispo County residents attended No Kings protests throughout the county on Saturday. In downtown San Luis Obispo, more than 2,000 attendees were reported. San Luis Obispo Police Department shut down several streets as well as starting at 10 a.m., although hundreds were already flooding the streets at 9:30. The event had several information booths set up by local organizations so attendees could find opportunities to be more active. Organizations included the 805 DocuFund, Planned Parenthood, and NAACP SLO, the League of Women Voters, and more. In Atascadero, hundreds attended the protest near Morrow Road before marching to the Sunken Gardens for a gathering that included live music. A vegetation fire broke out on Saturday morning near Lake Nacimiento. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo says approximately 5 acres were burning near High Meadow Way and Running Deer Road, and that the steep terrain and heavy brush made containing the fire challenging. Multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 near Hawk Hill Lane. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. A multi-vehicle crash halted traffic on Highway 101 Saturday, just outside of San Luis Obispo. The crash occurred in the northbound lanes of the US 101 at about 9:21 p.m. near Hawk Hill Lane. A small black car was hit by an unknown type of vehicle, colliding into the railways on the right-hand shoulder. A third vehicle eventually crashed into one of the two and slid into the right-hand shoulder of the southbound lanes. Traffic in both directions were temporarily redirected as lanes were shut down to allow for crews to operate. The San Luis Obispo County Fire Department reports that at least 5 patients were transported from the scene. The fundraiser for Bryson Killian, a San Luis Obispo County resident, has nearly reached its goal of $20,000. Bryson Killian was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13th, and his friends have launched the Project 625 fundraiser to assist him. The main event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach. The run starts at midnight on April 4th.
And at the end point, we're going to have a whole barbecue set up at, I believe it's going to be at the Avila Beach Golf Resort right there. They're going to have a whole bar and drinks and music and live music and stuff that we're going to gather at after. So the goal is to be there before 4 p.m., in between 4 and 5 p.m.
That's Bryson Gardner, one of the runners and main organizers for the event. They've recruited 5 runners for the entire distance, but anyone is welcome to accompany them for any length of the trek. Gardner also said any funds past their goal would still go to Killian and his wife to help adapt to their new life, as Killian is now paralyzed from the shoulders down.
So our set goal is $20,000. Anything extra is just going directly to them to help, because just medical expenses that they're dealing with still, and then just the amount of money and expenses it takes to pretty much adapt his new way of life. Just they had to change the entire inside of their house, how he moves around, everything he has in his house to keep his muscles stimulated, exercise. They raised a lot of money initially, and that covered some of the medical expenses, but they're pretty much gone through all of that and still having their expenses and their house updates and getting Bryson driving is another thing, and just everything that goes into like a full lifestyle change.
The fundraiser can be found by typing Project 625 at GoFundMe.com. A deceased sea lion was found in San Luis Obispo County that tested positive for H5N1 or avian influenza. The County Public Health Department announced this in a release on Friday, saying this is the first confirmed case of a marine mammal in the county with it. Risk to the public health remains low, the County Health Department says, and asks community members to avoid approaching marine animals and seabirds, especially for those that appear sick, injured, or deceased. For assistance with marine animals, the public is asked to call the appropriate channels, such as the California Department of Fish and Wildlife or the NOAA West Coast Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline. Community members with questions about avian influenza can also contact the Public Health Department for more information. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays beat the Athletics 5-2. The Astros over the Angels, 9-7. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves. The Angels will go against the Cubs. The Dodgers will face the Guardians. The Giants will go against the Padres. The Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beat the Warriors 116-93. The Clippers over the Bucks 127-113. Nets beat the Kings 116-99. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Wizards. In California news, Attorney General Rob Bonta has filed legal challenges against Republican County Sheriff and gubernatorial candidate Chad Bianco over his seizure of ballots in Riverside County. Bonta's previous attempt to file a complaint was on the state level, but the hearing was denied. He was told to file at the Riverside County level. A hearing was held on Friday. Last week, a United Airlines flight came close to colliding with a military helicopter near John Wayne Airport in Southern California. The helicopter was returning from a training mission and crossed into the plane's path. The plane was carrying 162 passengers and crew members. The FAA announced they'll be investigating this incident. Authorities in Los Angeles says they arrested 74 people during a No Kings rally for failing to heed dispersal orders. A few hundred protesters of the thousands in downtown L.A. surrounded a federal complex, and some of them threw rocks, bottles, and broken concrete blocks. Authorities deployed tear gas canisters for protesters to disperse. Eight of those arrested were juveniles. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Canada has become a world leader in the trade of pulse crops like peas and lentils. Mercantile Consulting CEO Marlena Bursch has watched the rise in volume of these commodities over the years and says a key inflection point was when the industry was able to enter bulk markets.
I think that a huge milestone was entering the bulk markets. We're still talking agricultural markets, so price sensitivity is extremely important. In fact, I was the first person who shipped bulk lentils into Colombia. That's not something we still do. Actually, there we go containerized, but we send a vessel from Vancouver into Buenaventura at the time. And there the trick was to figure out how you actually move it from spout to spout without harming the quality. And the whole idea of the exercise was how much money can you save by going the bulk way while preserving the quality. But I think our ability to conceive and move things in bulk benefited us inland because it's easier to move through the elevators and gave us a different price point and made us very competitive, particularly through the West Coast. So I think that's a major landmark.
Bursch shared this and more context on the pulse crop markets on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks available with Altacid or Clarify help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
At Hould Angus of Havre, Montana, you'll find cattle with maternal performance backed by the genetics and maternal integrity. It truly is a commercial cowman's program. This year's bull offering is very heavily influenced by OCC and the old NBAR emulation bloodlines. Saturday, April 4th, 70 bulls sell, including 30 yearlings and 42-year-olds plus 20 yearling heifer calves. Sale time is 1 o'clock at the ranch, 10 miles south of Havre, Montana. Also carried live on FrontierLiveSale.com. For more information, visit Hould Angus.
This has been your Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Diner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. In recognition of her long record of advocacy for California farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, California State Treasurer Fiona Ma has been honored with the Champion of Agriculture Award. The California Farm Bureau presented the award as part of the organization's Calling on the Capitol Legislative Advocacy Day. The award recognizes dedicated service to agriculture and honors individuals who have demonstrated a commitment to protecting and advancing the needs of California farmers and ranchers. Nicknamed the Urban Cowgirl, Ma is the founder of the San Francisco Farm Bureau and serves as its advisor. As the 34th state treasurer and throughout her career in public service, Ma has backed policies that support the Golden State's diverse farming communities. Treasurer Ma has shown a long commitment to California agriculture, Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said. Her work on behalf of farmers and ranchers across the state is exactly what this award celebrates. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One-Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with low 50s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 30% chance of light showers throughout the day, highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy Friday through the weekend, mostly sunny Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, mid 70s on Friday, low 80s Saturday and Sunday, 81 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened with a rally, then turned mixed. The NASDAQ has been looking for direction. Crude oil prices remain elevated. Brent crude has again topped $115. West Texas Intermediate is over $102. General Motors will boost production of heavy trucks. The Flint assembly plant will go from 5 days a week to six starting in June because of strong demand for heavy-duty pickups. High gas and diesel prices have not dented sales. The Flint plant produces about 1,100 of the trucks a day. McDonald's launches a new promotion tomorrow, hoping to copy the success of its Grinch meal in early December. McDonald's starts selling K-pop Demon Hunters adult meals on Tuesday, featuring characters from the animated movie. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-444-2013.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Country superstar Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles Friday, July 17th, 7:30. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Get yours at midstatefair.com or ticketmaster.com. And don't miss Lainey Wilson live at the California Mid-State Fair Friday, July 17th.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL. Don't forget Red Scooter Deli. They've been giving you or selling you that fresh food for over 16 years. They have two locations right across from the city park and next to the pet department on 6th Street. And guess what? Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. Order online or in person. Go to redscooterdeli.com or call them at 805-237-1780. They're open daily, 6:30 to 4.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. We've all heard of the James Brothers and the Younger Brothers, but chances are you have never heard of Tom, Bill, and George McCarty. Well, after I'm through, you will have. Moses and the younger brothers have notched their place in history as Old West outlaws. But they weren't the only group of outlaws in the 1800s. There were the McCarty brothers, Tom, Bill, and George. The leader of these brothers was Tom. Tom, as was Butch Cassidy, a man soon to be a member of the McCarty gang, was raised in Utah. When he was 18, he got married. But he wasn't much of a husband or father because he was otherwise engaged in stealing cattle and robbing whatever suited him. When his wife died, giving birth to their third child, Tom hardly noticed it. After a short stint in prison for robbing a Central Pacific Railroad ticket agent, Tom teamed up with his brother Bill, ex-brother-in-law Matt Warner, and Butch Cassidy to form the beginnings of what was to become the Wild Bunch. As with most outlaws, Tom's outlaw life was a short one. However, the law didn't get him. After his brothers were killed, he ran off and became a recluse Montana sheep herder. I would like to share with you an incident that showed Tom McCarty's macabre sense of humor. On March 30, 1889, Tom and his group decided to rob Denver, Colorado's First National Bank, which they did successfully for $20,000. When the group walked into the bank, Tom asked to see the bank president. When the bank president came up to Tom, Tom said, "Excuse me, sir, but I just overheard a plot to rob this bank." The bank president responded, "Lord, how did you learn of this plot?" "I planned it," said Tom as he pulled his pistol. "Put up your hands." You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Roads, open Tuesday through Saturday.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's grab-and-go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to RedScooterDeli.com. Open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPR. KPRL for a $5 discount.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The fundraiser for Bryson Killian, a San Luis Obispo County resident, has nearly reached its goal of $20,000. Bryson was involved in an accident while riding his dirt bike on December 13th and paralyzed him from the shoulders down. His friends have launched the Project 625 fundraiser to assist him. The main event will consist of a 62.5-mile run from Templeton to Avila Beach on April 4th, with a celebration about 4 to 5 p.m. in Avila Beach. Thousands of San Luis Obispo County residents attended No Kings protests throughout the county on Saturday. More than 2,000 gathered in downtown San Luis Obispo and several hundred in Atascadero. The San Luis Obispo meeting had booths for local organizations alongside several speakers, and the Atascadero protest held a gathering in the Sunken Gardens with live music. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, highs in the mid-70s, it's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump delivers an update about the conflict in Iran on Truth Social.
He said, quote, "The United States of America is in serious discussions with a new and more reasonable regime to end our military operations in Iran."
That's Fox's Trinks in Tel Aviv. The president threatens Iran with more destruction if it does not open the Strait of Hormuz. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Fox and Friends says the U.S. is going to take control of the waterway.
There will be freedom of navigation, whether it is through U.S. escorts or a multinational escort.
Some frustrated federal workers seeing some green in their bank accounts again.
We've spoke with several TSA workers who tell us they are already seeing money in their account.
Fox Minister Sabino at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta. The DHS shut down now 45 days. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Cloudy today, highs in the mid-70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows right around 50. Cloudy with now only a 20% chance of rain early, then clouds remaining. Highs for you Tuesday in the low to mid-60s. Wednesday, sunny upper 60s. 70s sunny on Thursday. Mid-70s for your good Friday. Saturday, low 80s. Easter Sunday, low 80s. And sunny low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 6:53 a.m., 7:23 p.m., and we are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on city engineer Ditas Esperanza, and then the 1 o'clock hour, Communist China. Look back on the history, and well, you'll find out. Also, I got was talking with Susanna over the weekend, and her new baby, Sadie, is doing fine. She's just being a little difficult on the feeding part. So, Susanna's planning to come back in a couple of weeks, all right, for the 1 o'clock. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Well, we all know when you need it now. Call them 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Don't forget you can text that 75 number. And freedom of speech, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So the question came up today, the streets. Why are streets becoming narrower? All right, well. Okay, let's see here. According to my good buddy Al, streets are becoming narrower primarily to improve safety by reducing vehicle speeds as wider lanes encourage faster, more dangerous driving. This urban design shift known as traffic calming reduces accidents, lowers construction costs, and allows space for bike lanes, wider sidewalks, and green infrastructure, making cities more walkable and eco-friendly. That's according to Al. Enhanced safety. Research shows that narrower residential streets can reduce collisions by up to 4 times compared to wider ones as they force drivers to slow down. The traffic calming reduces vehicle speeds, multimodal space. Narrower lanes can free up space for more uses such as protected bike lanes, wider sidewalks, and pedestrian safety. Narrower roads require less asphalt, lowering construction and maintenance costs while reducing environmental impact. Modern urban planning prefers designing roads for their surroundings rather than solely for high-speed vehicles. Okay. This isn't really residential, though. Okay. Alrighty, so that's one of the reasons that we have not just a reason for that. Okay, so here's something for you folks. Chris, I don't want to get you in trouble.
You're going to ask me if I've been speeding?
No. Loud vehicles.
Loud vehicles.
What do you think?
Not a fan.
Okay, I'm not either. I don't know the reason for it and the necessity, but apparently there are supposed to be laws out there, whether it's loud vehicles or people that decide to share their music with the rest of the world while they're driving. Does that bother you?
A little bit less, but I don't see the need for it. Like, if your vehicle is loud, sometimes, you know, in a way you can't exactly control that, although you can purchase what kind of vehicle you buy. But if your music is loud and your windows are down, that's a much more deliberate choice.
Right. And what do you think the reason is for that?
Ego.
Okay. Yeah, I don't understand why, you know, even if it was music I liked, I still find it extremely rude for people to do that. Now, it's along the same lines that happened X amount of years ago with the tinted windows, that they came up with rules and regulations on tinted windows, whatever the regulations are, and also for the noise coming out of vehicles. All right. Now, there is a so-called remedy that's been happening around the country regarding this. Now, we already know about the speed cameras, you know, those red light cameras, toll cameras that photograph your plate and bill you later. Now, they have a relative. It is the noise cameras. They are the newest automated enforcement technology spreading through American cities. A pole-mounted device contains sensitive microphones paired with a license plate camera. So, your car drives past. If your exhaust tips over the legal limit, decibel limit, a ticket arrives in your mailbox days later. No warning, no officer pulling you over. Why does it have the exhaust tips? Well, anyway, no flashing lights in your rearview mirror, just a microphone that never blinks, never takes a break, and never misses a shift. All right, now, again, these have been running around here for quite a few years. And in some places, like in New York City, for example, they've issued more than 1,600 violations, and they've collected $2 million in fines. Now, at least there, you get caught. The first time, you're looking at $800. If you get caught repeatedly, the fine could climb to $2,500. Now, right here in the Golden State, California has six cities running a five-year pilot program with fines up to $1,105. How about that? Alrighty, so the microphone detects sounds above the legal threshold, typically between 75 and 95 decibels, depending on the city. And to put that in plain English, a normal conversation runs about 60 decibels. A lawnmower hits around 90. Most cities are drawing the line somewhere in between. The camera cross-reference the sound spike with the exact amount, the moment a vehicle passes, photographs the plate, and generates the ticket, and automatically you will get it in, well, not automatically, but you will get it in the mail. All right. So if you have certain vehicles and so forth, just beware. And also if it's blasting out of your vehicle, just beware. And now apparently motorcycles seem to be more exposed. For example, a stock Harley Davidson idles around 75 decibels and can hit 90 under acceleration. So we will see how far this goes. I don't know the six cities here in California where they have it, but those fines do mount up. And so here's a question I have to throw out. How far do you want to go with the surveillance cameras in our lives? Now, I'm separating this from your personal property when you have the surveillance cameras on your property or your business. I'm just talking about the government in general. And I'll throw this out. The leading country in the world with the most surveillance cameras, and I'm talking about government surveillance cameras, is China. So the expansion of purpose, as technology it starts with one intention. But that one intention more than likely is expanded. And so authorities, whether it's your government, just your government, which the police are part of, but you have the enforcement end, they seem to be increasing ways to look at you or find out what you're doing. So some fear the unregulated collection of the public information, potentially centralized by the government, it raises significant privacy risk to many people. Now, the supporters will always point to the crime reduction, okay? And there is a question on whether that really does or not. So, Chris, would you be in favor of more of these type of things?
You mean security or surveillance with...
From the government, not from our, not for our, on our property, our personal use.
No, not really. I do find the noise from some of these vehicles annoying, and it's really hard to, you know, put a stop to it because they kind of just zoom on by. But, I mean, like you said, surveillance for one thing can sometimes lead to surveillance for another. In a way, it's a slippery slope, but I still am not comfortable with the idea.
I'm not either. Again, I always go... back to, I just don't trust the government with the information or what it is. Now, you know, the one thing, there's a guy in this neighborhood, he's got a, I think it's a red pickup, and he gets up pretty early in the morning. It's before 6 o'clock. I don't know why he can't hear the noise that that pickup truck makes, and I'm thinking it's not even 6 o'clock in the morning. Most of the lights out are in the neighborhood. Don't you hear this, and don't you at any time think that I may be bothering my neighbors? I don't understand that. Anyway, so folks, what may some of you may think about the surveillance and the expansion of the use of it by government. Again, I'm separating this from your personal use. To protect your, property, okay? Because you have the unregulated collection of public data. Even if it was, okay, there's supposed to be rules within the government to protect the information, I'm not trusting government. Look how many times we've found out that, you know, things have been broken into, it's been exposed and so forth. They don't do that. They're the least... trustworthy, as far as I'm concerned, for being able to maintain the privacy. Let's see here. TDs have been thrown around. I absolutely believe it's a real condition that's actually scary. I don't know what this has to do. What is this?
What does it say? TDS?
Oh yeah. Trump deranged system has been around like it's a joke, but I absolutely believe it's a real condition that's actually scary. Okay, I got you. The TD. I thought it was different. Will you please ask Didis Esperanza when is the Niblick Bridge going to be fixed properly, and simply how proud is she of having her name on the bridge plaque? I didn't know it was on the bridge plaque. Again, this is nothing against Didis or anything. I don't think council members or people with city government should have their names on plaques for things like that. It's the people that give the approval and the okay for many projects. I notice that when you go in out on to Centennial Park, the airport, there is a plaque on the left-hand side. It has a whole bunch of names of some council people. I just don't like it. That's what they were elected to do. But they get their name on a plaque. But again, that's just me, because, you know, me and holidays and birthdays and all those type of things. So anyway, all right, let's see here. The something that is concerned for some people in California, Big change for California small businesses. No more SBA loans for non-citizens. Green card holders no longer qualify for loans from the Small Business Administration, eliminating a longtime source of financing for, they use the word immigrants here, but they don't say whether they are legal or not. The SBA limit access to loans to U.S. citizens and nationals only starting in March and expanded the policy to SBA-backed loans beginning in April. On top of that, any business that's even partly owned by a permanent legal resident with a green card is no longer eligible for the loans. And, of course, there are many people who are saying this is going to be the end of civilization, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Somehow we'll survive. And good morning.
Good morning. You know, you're talking about the U.S. or the cities and the states tracking people. Look at this new law they're putting in, or it's almost passed. It's halfway passed. That's going to charge mileage tax. That is going to track you everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. The people need to call their Congress people and voice their opinion on this, because that is going to cost people a lot of money as well.
Well,
just
okay,
wanted to bring that up.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm here.
We've brought it up. So the question is, if it's a mileage tax or a road tax, doesn't it have to go to the vote before the people?
It's supposed to, but you know they go around that.
No, I know. I know they do. And
they passed rulings. Look at what they tried to do with our water tax here.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're continuing trying to do that, too.
Correct. They are.
Yeah, they...
And it's bad.
No, it is. They never go away, or they never leave us alone, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No. And the thing is people aren't standing up. They're not standing up at all and fighting against this stuff.
Well, thanks for bringing it to our attention, sir.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. This day in history, in 1981, United States President Ronald Reagan, along with a couple of others, were shot by John Hinckley Jr., who was trying to impress actress Jodie Foster, whom he had developed an obsession with after seeing the film Taxi Driver. All right. Yep. That was a big day here in our history. This one, too, the United States buys Alaska from the Russians for a bargain price of 2 cents an acre. Was known as Seward's Folly. Seward's Folly. How about that? This is a big day for those of us that needed it a lot. In 1858, very important, the first pencil with an attached eraser is patented. I needed that a lot when I was doing math, because all my answers were always messed up. Let's see here. What else do we have? It was Van Gogh's birthday today. And speaking of Van Gogh, it was on this day in 1987, one of his sunflowers, Van Gogh sunflowers, it sold for $39.9 million. However, there are some experts who now believe that this piece was a fake. $39.9 million. I would have hopefully had it verified by the experts.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A vegetation fire broke out on Saturday morning near Lake Nacimiento near High Meadow Way and Running Deer Road. CAL FIRE says that the steep terrain and heavy brush made containing the fire challenging. A multi-vehicle crash on Highway 101 Saturday night halted traffic just outside of San Luis Obispo. A small black car was hit by an unknown type of vehicle, colliding into the railways of the right-hand shoulder. A third vehicle collided with the first two and slid into the right-hand shoulder of the southbound lanes. Traffic in both directions slowed as lanes were shut down to allow crews to operate. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have city engineer Titus Esperanza on, and then Communist China. A look back, a little history, how they got there and so forth. And Suzanne will be back in a couple of weeks. Her and baby Sadie are doing just fine. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.